our Evan jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, one of those days, got a lot on the table today. In fact, I could have gone on and on. You know, I get up every morning and I try to do some type of preparation for the show. Folks, I got to tell you something. This morning was one of those days where I needed about 4 hours. And I just, maybe it's just me, I see this spiritual battle everywhere I look. That's why I got on my camo gear today. I'm in battle mode today. I see this spiritual war breaking out in every aspect. I see the enemy becoming far more aggressive. I see a slow awakening amongst church people. Slow. I see slow progress and pushing back against some of these things. I'm excited about what's getting ready to happen, but I'm also a little bit forlorn. I don't know if that's a word to use, but of how many people I know who really have no concept or no idea. And it, like I said yesterday, like I'm a fun-loving guy, you know, but I'm intense. And now's not the time to be playing. I got my game day gear on, and a lot of stuff I got to want to try to throw at you this morning. Man, oh man, this is it, man. Hey Vic, this is it. You know, guys, remember I started singing that, playing that song. This is it. Make no mistake, where we are. We're going no further till it's over and done one way or another. We are there, man. We are absolutely there. I was thinking about this morning. In my lifetime, I've never seen anybody treated with more disrespect than Donald Trump. I've never seen anybody. It's absolutely amazing to think this guy is president of the United States. Think about Barack Obama and how little we knew about him and how little we still know about him. Nobody dug in. There were no hearings. Nobody dug into his background. Nobody dug into his college records. Nobody dug into the hospital where he was born. Nobody dug into where he came from, what he did at Columbia, what he did at Harvard. Nobody dug into any of that stuff. They sealed all the records. It was all. And now today, the New York Times somehow gets a hold of Donald Trump's tax returns from 1984 to 1995. How does this, what the hell is going on? If we can't see those people out there who still are convinced that Donald Trump is all part of the deep state and working for the cabal, but man, I ain't seeing it. I'm sorry. I ain't seeing it. I think there's something really, really big, really, really going on. And we need to continue. We need to continue to pray for our country, but I got a better one for you. How about we start acting for our country? Are we going to continue to remain silent and uninvolved while the world around us goes to hell? I just don't know how we can do it. So that's what I want to focus on. Since I got a lot of stuff to give you today, I want to focus on some of it over here. Just a real quick note of a couple things, Jared, on the calendar, if you can pull them up there too much. I heard from Tim Tuber yesterday. I've got to start promoting our, look, folks, there is so much going on. We are elbow deep in so many different things. Some of them I'm going to lay out here for us today. So bear with us, man. Just bear with us. I'm heading to Louisville, Kentucky this weekend. My wife and I, and we're going to meet up with Bobby Lee and probably, I don't know, around 20 other people. And we're going to do an event in Louisville, Kentucky at the hotel on Friday night and at the murder mill on Saturday morning. And we would love for anybody down that area to come and be part of it. Well, listen, folks, if you're watching this show, I'm sorry, we're making a demand on you. We're putting a demand on you. And some of you are retired. Some of you are able to, you run your own business. Some of you are able to, more than other people, to pick up and go. And as often as you can, man, we need you to pick up and go. We're elbow deep in it. And those of you who can't go, as Mark Trump says, if you can give your time, your treasures, and your talents, some of you, I'm just making an appeal for some of you to help us with donations, because we have so many things going on there. We're not going broke. We're okay. But we just got a lot going on. And I'm going to reveal some of this today. Bobby Lee, I know Bobby's in the huddle this morning. Bobby, anything you want to share about the event coming up this weekend? Well, I know he's here. Yeah.
Listen, hiding behind church. Now we got to come out from behind the church walls and step into the arena. I'm so done with doing nothing and masculine aggression. We're men. We're strong Christian men and women. Now is the time to step into the face of the enemy. When I stopped to get gas, I don't know if you can see it or not. I got on my Trump 2020 t-shirt. It's new. In the bottom it says, make the liberals cry again. Listen, I want to step into the arena in the face of these God haters that are ripping babies apart. This, from my perspective, the abortion issue is the heart of all of the God haters. This, I hope the God haters are out there this weekend. I hope this has made its way through social media and these rabid, slobbering at the mouth creatures come out to meet us. I want that to happen, because then that's going to force the mainstream media on the street. 2 years ago, 11 Christians were arrested. I was there. My first real experience with this stuff. I'm watching people getting arrested in front of me. Where's the media? Nowhere to be seen. The controlled mainstream media. The only place these videos are found are on my YouTube channel. And maybe whoever else I didn't see there with a camera. From my perspective, I'm the only person that posted that stuff. The only way this stuff is going to be seen is if it's forced. And it's going to be forced if these slobbering at the mouth creatures come out, and then the controlled mainstream media will be there, and then it'll be on mainstream news, and then people will really see what's happening.
Amen, Bobby. So Friday night, it's all on the website there. Friday night, I salute Bobby for doing his best to get involved. Appreciate you, Bobby. We'll see you down there Friday, and we'll have us a good old time Friday and Saturday. Then I want to talk real quickly about Fire and Brimstone up in Iowa. Denny Bryan's hosting David Arthur and Tom Dunn and the premiere of their the video, Fire and Brimstone, the story of David Arthur and what's going on there. And so David needs financial support as well. Listen, folks, there's so much money going to wasted churches money, just wasted churches money. If some of you could, if you could help us and send some, that money used to pay in tithe money, don't send, I'm not talking about tithe. Just, there are a lot of people who need a lot of help, a lot of frontline warriors that are, Tom Dunn's a frontline warrior. I don't know how he's making it. We try to help him. Alston Beigel, I can go on and on. I'm going to show you some stuff here. Folks, just remember us in your giving, if you will. Fire and Brimstone in Iowa. The Occupy Conference, I'm not going to talk about that, but I am going to talk about this. We're going to Chappaqua. That's why I'm in battle mode today. Exactly what Bobby was just talking about. We're in battle mode. We're in the heart of it. We see how... Folks, you got to quit making this thing political. This isn't Republican, Democrat. This is dark and light. It's the good guys against the bad guys. And I watch what goes on around me, and we continue to argue about, if you cannot see the dark forces arrayed against this country, if you cannot see the dark forces doing everything, Mike Heath's show this morning talked about the censorship issue and how serious the censorship issue is. They're trying to censor, for those of you who say, well, I don't know, the battle's real. So we have to step into this battle before it gets too out of control to where we can't do anything about it. Jared, I'm sorry, folks. I got a million things to talk about here. We're going to Chappaqua. Matt says, he told me how to say his name. Are you in here, Matt? He's in here yesterday. It's really hard. If I just look at his word, I'm good wordsmith. I don't want to say it wrong, so I'm not going to say it at all. But Matt's really picked up the torch, and we're really, really working hard behind the scenes on going to Chappaqua, New York. Now, they've put together a new website for the Chappaqua event. It's called, Jared, if you can click on it down there, EqualJusticeMarch.com. EqualJusticeMarch.com. We can't bring it up yet. Okay. Okay, so EqualJusticeMarch.com. Folks, the synergy is really, really building on this thing. As Jared said, he can't throw it up on his screen. If you can do it on your own computer, EqualJusticeMarch.com. Some patriots have picked up the torch, and they are running with this event. Now, folks, listen. As many of you who can need to get there. This thing is going to be unveiled today on the Hagman Report. Matt and Mark are going to be on the Hagman Report. This is really, really super critical. Hillary Clinton, we know Hillary Clinton violated the law. We know that she did. James Comey violated. If you remember, he absolved her and about 2.5 years ago and said that, you know, listed all of her crimes and then said no prosecutor would pick it up. So he absolved her from what were clearly crimes. And we're going and we want equal justice under the law. Mark Trump is working very closely with the Patriot Group, Patriots for Justice. Mark, come on in here real quick and talk a little bit about this, if you could. It's critical for you.
We just are looking for as many people to support as we can. It's a very exciting event, Coach. And that, like you said, there's a lot of momentum building. We have a lot of platforms that are participating, contributing their expertise, local information. Stephen Menking, send a shout out to him. He's provided just a bunch of information. Doug Hagman, it's amazing how much he is just really, really done everything he could. He gave us access to his donor pool. So Matt and I got to talk with them and share what we're doing, and they're all excited. We're going to need prayer from the people who can't go or otherwise committed. We're going to need prayer covering us before, during, and after. So really, the exciting piece is we're going to be promoting that, hopefully starting tomorrow. We should get all the information out up on the website today and start promoting. So
this is a very organic event, meaning you don't know how many people are coming. You don't know anything about it. You're just meet me in Chappaqua. Is that basically what you're saying, Mark?
That's it. And if more people show up, good. If it's more than the police can handle, we just basically say, well, that's fine. We didn't know they were coming. And offer the cops some donuts and keep on going, you know, and just enjoy the walk. And then the next day's the parade. But we got the promoting before, we got the activity during, and then we're going to promote again afterwards for a period of time to show what we accomplished. And I'm really focusing on the success of this so that we can have follow-up events, so that we can show how well we're organized, so we can show the impact. And if the outcome is being arrested.
Just simple people coming out of this shell can make a difference. That's what we're trying to show, isn't it, Mark?
Right, that's it. And the more organic we look, we're not all going to be dressed the same. We're not in uniform. Our signs are going to be homemade and all different. We're really looking to do this the old-fashioned way. And, Coach, you brought up something yesterday. Has anyone done this on the right?
No. Can anybody name one, other than the March for Life, can anybody name one march that's come from the right? One march of anything that's come from the right. Everything has been from the left. The communist left. Go back to the 1964 Civil Rights Movement. Even though Civil Rights was a good movement, we do know that at the bottom of that was communism, right? Divide and conquer. We understand that, right? Can you name any time you've seen Christians out in the streets other than March for Jesus or March for Life, anything else under any issue?
We remember in Columbus, we looked at that parade, and it was, what, 2 miles long, 3 miles long? It took hours. And we were sitting there looking at 4 to 6 lanes of parade that long. And I remember asking people, what would it take to get Christians out in a march this long? You know what? I think Hillary is going to polarize enough people to create a massive event. I really believe that, Coach.
Mark, Jim, pull up rule for radical number 13 again. I want people to understand you can't believe the stupid stuff people say to me. You just can't. They have no clue. I'm talking about Christians who have no clue what's going on in the world. They think we're being mean or whatever, right? Well, listen, be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. And Saul Alinsky's rule number 13, which they are using constantly against us, says, there it is, pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. Cut off the support network and isolate the target from sympathy. Go after people, not institutions. People hurt faster than institutions. We are targeting who? Hillary Clinton. We are freezing it. We're personalizing it, and we're going to polarize it. And we're going to go make sure that justice is done in America. And I wish you could pull up the website. Jared, I didn't mean it that way, Jared. That sounded mean. On the website, at the top of our website, it says, the March for Equal Justice. The standard is equal. The standard is justice. Meet us at the crime scene, 15 Old House Lane, Chappaqua, New York. We don't know who's coming, but we're going to be there.
Coach.
We would like all of you to come and share the website, yada, yada, yada. Come on in. Yes.
Coach, we need to slay the public relations dragon, which has convinced all Christians, especially professional white-collar Christians, that the PR department dictates our activities.
That's right,
and
brother.
What's happened is public relations has created a sensibility among Christians that anything masculine, anything that has a masculine, assertive look to it on the streets or anywhere else is not good public relations.
And not Christian, Mike.
And here's why that narrative is false. Here's what proves that narrative is false. Donald Trump.
Amen.
Jared,
bring up Webster's real quick. Go ahead. I want to show you guys something. Okay. I didn't mean to cut you off, Mike. Go ahead, Dale.
Yeah, it reminds me of what they really want is a Jesus with skinny jeans going fighting David Goliath, and David, who was a rooty man. And you know what? Goliath would have died. He'd have died from laughter, sending something like that out there. But that's exactly right. They don't want the masculine out there. It's not Christ-like. But it was Samson, a muscular guy who took a jawbone of an axe and struck down more Philistines than any other man in his death than in his life.
Yes, amen. Sir. Who's today's John Wayne? Who's today's Clint Eastwood? Who is it? Who is that that our children are modeling after? Who do they see? Where do they see a masculine man standing up for truth, justice, and the American way? Who's the American Superman today? Who's the American Lone Ranger today? Who are all these guys that we grew up with who are signs of masculinity? Who are the Cartwrights today? Where are these guys? They're nowhere. And that's what they've tried to do to us. So I want you to see something, because I want to make this very, very clear. This is a non-violent event. Non-violent event. Non-violent. If you're going to cause violence, don't come. If you're going to bring guns, well, they'll arrest you in New York. Don't come. But I want you to see something. Words matter, and they have boxed us in. I'm going to show you right now. Jared's got up on our screen, Webster's 1828 dictionary. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God has suffered violence. Woo-hoo! And violent men, take it by force. Okay, well, I wrote down four things here. Jared, put up force. Force. We are not for violence. We are for using force. Force. You want to force somebody to do something. What is force, Jared? Well, strength, active power, vigor, might, energy that may be exerted. That physical property in a body which may produce action or motion in another body. Get the action in one body that may cause motion in another body or may counteract such motion. By the force of the muscles, we raise a weight or resist an assault. Momentum is force, the quality of power produced by motion or the action of one body on another, as the force of a cannonball. From days of John the Baptist till now, the kingdom of God has suffered violence, and violent men take it by force. Violence, power exerted against will or consent. Compulsory power, strength, moral power to convince the mind. Virtue, efficacy, validity, power to bind or hold. If the conditions of a covenant are not fulfilled, the contract is of no force. Hebrews 9:7. Strength of power for war, armament, troops, and army, destiny, necessity, compulsion, an extraneous power to which men are subject. Internal power is the force of habit, in law, and unlawful violence to persons or property. See, violence is unlawful force. Unlawful force is violence. That's what violence is, unlawful force. And I want you to think about something. They've made violence a bad word, their word. They've made violence a bad word. Well, they have violated us over and over and over again. Jared, pull up violate. Violate. To violate. To injure. To hurt. To interrupt. To disturb. They have violated my conscience. They have violated the training of our children. They have violated the moral decency of this nation. They have violated things. You understand this, folks? They've taken words and boxed us in. We are non-violent. We are simply coming back and demanding that the government do what it is supposed to do. To violate is to break, to infringe, to transgress, as to violate the laws of the state or the rules of good breeding, to injure, to do violence to, forbid, to treat with irreverence, to profane. That's to violate. We have been violated. Christ has been violated. Christianity has been violated. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, we've been violated, and Christian men take it back by force. Not violence, force. I'm sorry to yell.
No, Coach, that's exactly the proper translation of that scripture. I actually was posting it in the comment as you were now just saying that. The kingdom of God is the one that has suffered the violence.
We've been violated.
Amen.
And those that have been violated take it back by the force that is within them, which is the kingdom of God.
The force of that Holy Spirit that's inside of us. The force of God's law. We take it back by force. We force it. They forced homosexuality down our throat. They didn't use violence. They used force. They forced gay marriage down our throat. They didn't use violence. They used force. We have to use force. We have to exert force. That's what we're going to go do. Not violence. See, we got to change our mindset. All these sissy pastors out there worrying about, oh, Coach, you're so violent. Violent? What are you talking about? We have been violated. Our Christ has been violated. Our national heritage has been violated. Anybody think I'm crazy?
The gates of hell cannot prevail when the church shows up with the kingdom of God.
Well, Dale, what does it mean when Jesus said he's going to build his church, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it? Dale, isn't that force?
And isn't brother, that force?
How do you push down gates? By force.
Caesarea Philippi, baby, right there at the gates of hell.
We got to come out, man. We got to come out, and they're going to tell us all these reasons why we can't and we shouldn't. And we've watched the left use marches and people in the street, and through force, they've forced us to accept it to the point where Christ isn't even welcome in our schools. They didn't use violence. See, they used force to get Christ out, and now violence has run in. Oh, that's good, Coach. Hey, Jared, one more word at Webster. Injure. 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 What's that say? To injure. Anybody been injured out there? To hurt or wound. To damage or lessen the value of. To slander, tarnish, or impair his reputation or character. Have they injured Christ's reputation or character? Have they slandered and tarnished the church? to impair or diminish, to annoy, to give pain, to grieve. I grieve every day to hurt or weaken, to impair, to violate, to make worse, as great rains injure the roads. In general, to wrong the person, to damage the property, or to lessen the happiness of ourselves or others. I've been injured. My children have been injured. America's been injured. I feel this one good. I feel this one really good. I got some stuff I got to show you here. Jared, go quickly to my Facebook page. It's all over me today, boys. You're welcome to come in. I'm just yelling at myself here this morning. I'll show you a couple things. It's coming to America. Coming to America. Look here. Look at this old boy here. 80 years old. He's in Burkina Faso. I don't even know where that is. Jared, click on that. It's an 80-year-old man. Pastor. Been a pastor for 40 years. He refused to denounce Jesus. Pastor and five others shot after church service in Burkina Faso. Never even heard of it. Last Sunday, this 80-year-old pastor, who's spent 40 years serving his church, but shortly after the service, any ordinary suddenly suddenly turned deadly, and the church building where worshipers had just gathered became a crime scene. By 1 p.m., Pastor Pierre was still talking with several congregants. A dozen men on motorbikes rode up. Local leader Richman Anonymous said the assailants asked the Christians to convert to Islam, but the pastor and the others refused to do it. They killed him and his son and several others. And hey, I was going to put this up here. I was banned on Facebook. They're after me too. I was banned on Facebook. This guy here, they killed him and his son and some others in it. It's unbelievable, isn't it? Weak Christianity in America. Weak Christians, weak Christianity, sissified pastors. Yeah, I'll say it, sissy pastors. Weak, bend over and take it, Christians. Allow your people to be violated, pastors. Weak. Obey the government. Got to bend our knee to the government. Romans 13, weak, pastors. I'm sorry. Hey, Jared, go back to the Facebook page. And then look at our buddy. Oh, this is good. Go to the next one, though, Jared. Keep going down. Austin Beigel. You guys know Austin Beigel? Say, of course I know Austin Beigel. Austin Beigel is a young guy. Oh, I'm going to go here, too. Austin Beigel is a young guy that works with Mark Harrington. We had on the show, and the guy coached. Remember him? The guy coached. I took the pictures to practice, and it changed his whole life. Go on down, Jared. Go on down. Watch this. Here. Shock. Watch Austin. Watch Austin get assaulted out at that, doing ministry on University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. And I want you to watch this whole thing through, because this is the type of stuff, Mark Trump, I'm sick of. You watch two. The whole time you're watching this video, I want you to ask yourself what had happened if Austin had assaulted her. If she had been holding pictures, let's say she'd been holding pictures of, something she hates. She'd been holding pictures of, let's say, the Bible sucks, and Austin didn't like it, and so Austin went up and punches her and breaks her sign. What would they have done to Austin? And watch what happens.
She'll have to go to court. She'll still have to do all that. She's still being charged with the crime. It will be a misdemeanor assault charge for what she did.
Folks,
we hold these two.
Listen to me. At the end of this video, after this girl does this, assaults our friend Austin Beigel, they don't even arrest her. They write her a ticket. Watch this.
It seems to be self-evident that all men are created equal.
I think
you're
weather. I might be wrong.
No, we're going to get a downpour soon. It's going to come down in buckets.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ma'am, don't do that. Please.
You're a fucking terrible person. Ma'am,
stop. Please.
You're a terrible person.
Stop.
fucking ma'am. Terrible person.
Ma'am, stop that.
You're a
stop.
Terrible person.
Stop. You just ma'am. You
this
just
is call the cops. Not okay.
Can you call the cops?
You just physically
this is not
us.
Okay. Crap.
Ma'am, calm down. There's
this
no
is
reason.
Not okay. Shut the fuck up right ma'am. Now.
Hi, I'm at the pit. There's a woman that just punched my friend 4 or 5 times. She assaulted
him. You're not an innocent human being. You're a terrible person.
Ma'am, please stay on site. You assaulted him. It's you can't actually leave. Sir? Hi. I'm Sam.
We're going to be out with color.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
So this young lady here, my friend Austin over there, she came up and she said, are these signs you? And then he said yes. And then she just started punching him in the face. 3 or 4 times, and then the stomach. Do we know what's going to happen today? Will she be arrested, or?
That's what,
what we're discussing.
What we're going to do, since it is a misdemeanor, instead of putting her handcuffs, dragging her off, all that stuff, we're gonna cite her, which is the same thing as an arrest. It's an arrest by citation. Which means she's going to have to go to court, and we'll have to do all that. That she's still being charged with the crime, okay? She's just not being put in handcuffs. Just so you know mm-hmm. that we're not putting her in handcuffs, but she is getting charged with the crime.
Mm-hmm.
But it will be a misdemeanor assault charge for what she did, okay? So,
okay.
You good with that?
Everybody? Yeah.
Arrest by citation. No, not put her in a handcuff and perp walk her so everybody knows you don't treat Christians like that. Now, let me ask you something, boys and girls. Did you just watch Force or Violence? Which one did you just watch? And so then they call the police in and ask the police to do their job. Do they do the? No, we'll mail her a citation. We'll mail her one. Stuff we're dealing with, folks.
Those are campus cops, huh, Coach?
What's that?
I said those are probably campus cops. That's why,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, that's right, campus cops. Yeah, that's right. And they see the cops. The administration probably wishes they could have punched Austin as well. That's why they. That's probably why, that's just my opinion. That's probably why.
Those officers,
when we spoke to the hires up, they said, oh, well, don't arrest her. She didn't mean it. You know, she didn't mean it. Okay. All right. Cool. All right. Let's do this. Hey, Jared, click on tip to Mark Harrington. Tip of my hat to Mark Harrington. I'm going to show you guys something. It's happening right in front of us. If your eyes are open, you'll see it. Yeah, I got a scripture I'm going to read here in a second. I'll shut up. I got to get all this out of me. Images don't work, right? Those images don't work. Mark Harrington has spent his ministry life showing images and being lambasted by other Christians. The images don't work. What are you doing? That's not what Christians do. We shouldn't be showing the pictures. What are you doing, Mark? You're just full of hate, yada, yada, yada. And look what happens. WorldNet Daily, focus on the family, focus on the scamily. Praise God, shows up at Times Square. And what are they showing? Huh? What? What are they showing? Scroll down, Jared. Why, they have images of abortion on a billboard, on a mobile screen in Times Square. Focus on the scamily. How about that? I thought pictures didn't work. I thought Mark Harrington was an idiot. I thought Mark Harrington was doing harm to the pro-life movement. Lies, all lies, all lies. And we can't wait to swallow the lies. We can't understand that during the Nazi Holocaust, they showed the pictures of the bodies and it changed people. We can't come to the realization that during the Civil War, Civil Rights Movement, when they showed the dogs loosed on those blacks and water hoses squirting the blacks, America saw and they were horrified. But abortion, oh no, don't show pictures. Pictures don't work. Well, they do work. They do work. And I just want to tip my hat to Mark Harrington for having the stones to do what he knew was working. And it will work. It will work. I'm going to shut up a minute. Somebody come on in. I got some more stuff to show you. Jared, get ready on the...
Well, Coach, my attitude about that is if I can't bring my signs, then don't invite me. That's a wimpy fight.
Signs work, brothers. Signs work. Why do you think they have billboards up and down the freeways? Anybody have any idea if they don't work? Huh?
Those two men should have stood up for their rights in front of the cops. Well, then, arrested.
Mark trains those guys. Mark, I'm not going to question how they responded. Mark trains those guys. Mark knows what he's doing. That's right. I'd have demanded she'd been arrested, but of course they didn't. Hey, listen, am I a little too hot for anybody today? Am I making anybody a little bit nervous? Because I'm going to ask you this. How hard is it going to be before you start pushing back? How hard is it going to be to fight back? How much under oppression do we have to be before we begin to fight back? Now, Mike Heath, come on in here and give me 2 minutes, Mike, of what you spoke about on your show today.
You talking about the censorship issue?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, we talked about the fact that Facebook is deplatforming people, and that the people who are being depersoned, deplatformed from the internet, lean right in their opinions. And Google is losing money over it now. We talked about that as well. It's starting to hurt their bottom line, this left wing totalitarianism. And the people who are being depersoned and deplatformed are just finding other ways to communicate. And thousands, tens of thousands of people are following, for example, Tommy Robinson on an app called Telegram. And one thing to follow, Coach, with respect to this is on May 23rd, there's an election in England, and Tommy Robinson and another guy who goes by the name of Sargon of Akkad, I don't know anything about him, but he's under his real name standing for election to the European Union in England. And those two elections are bellwethers. If they win in England, they will have won having been depersoned and deplatformed from all of the big tech platforms on the internet.
Amen.
And additionally, with the entire media establishment of the nation of England, not just ignoring them, but overtly attacking them for many months. So it's similar to what we've seen with Donald Trump, the point you made earlier, where you've never seen a man who's been vilified so much in your entire life. Well, these two figures, Sargon of Akkad and Tommy Robinson in England, have a similar profile in a different nation in the West. And May 23rd is a date to watch.
If we don't fight now, we're not going to be able to fight. Mike, pull up. Jared, pull up. It says State Senator Brian Sims at Planned Parenthood. I don't know if you guys saw this. I don't have time to show the whole thing, although I want to. This is a state senator who shows up. I want you to watch what this guy, he is a state senator in Pennsylvania, and I want you to see the harassment he gives to an older lady who's out protesting. This is, folks, a state senator. Some state senator who likes men, if you know what I'm talking about, right? You know that. See, this is unholy alliance, right? Misery loves company. All those who hate me love death. You with me? You follow me here? Get what's going on? Spiritual aspect of it. Here's State Senator Brian Sims. Unbelievable. Shows up. Watch this.
Hi, everyone. Representative Brian Sims here. And I'm once again out in front of Planned Parenthood of Southeastern Pennsylvania. It's not only in my district, it's the most heavily protested Planned Parenthood, I believe, in the country. And today's protester, now, she is an old white lady who's going to try to avoid showing you her face. But the same laws, luckily, that protect her from being out here also protect me from showing you who she is. And so my hope is that you'll donate $100 for every extra hour that this woman is out here telling people what's right for their bodies. So I have a couple questions for you, ma'am. How many children have you clothed today? I'm sorry, I missed your answer. How many children have you clothed today? How many children have you put shoes on their...
See, folks, the reason she can't clothe... They always use that false argument. The reason she can't clothe anybody is because the government's taking half of her income. That's why she can't do it. Go ahead.
Coach, also, yeah. She can't clothe them because they're dead.
They're dead. That's right. Well, he's talking about the poor kids, as if there's no welfare, right? As if nobody's taking... This is a state senator. Go ahead.
...their feet today. Have you fed any children today, or have you just stood out in front of a Planned Parenthood shaming people for something that they have a constitutional right to do? Huh? If you hear about the children, you can pray at home for children. It's probably the same place that you feed a child, but you're not. Instead, you're out here shaming people for something that they have a constitutional right to do. Who would have thought that an old white lady would be out in front of a Planned Parenthood
telling people what's right for their bodies.
Okay, Jared, you can
shame on you.
This goes on for about 7 minutes. About 7 minutes this goes on. Now, folks, I want to ask you something. Is that violence? Jared, can we go back to Webster's? Can we go back to Webster's, Jared? What is to violate, to hurt, to injure, to interrupt, to disturb, to break, to infringe, to transgress, to injure, to do violence to treat with irreverence, to pain? Is this lady violence being perpetrated on this woman right here? And see, they're using violence and using it as force. See, and we're not allowed to do that. See, we're not allowed. We're Christians. We can't do that. Yes.
You know, that senator, boy, he surely injected race into the issue, didn't he?
Sure did, White lady. By the way, Jared, real quickly, it's on another. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm so wired today. Put my poor wife. Hey, Jared, Goat says, call on Sims. Folks, I'm going to put up on the screen right now. Jared's going to put up on the screen right now. If you want to call and complain about this Representative Brian Sims, we're going to have up on the screen there in a second his phone number.
he's also a death court.
But I was watching. There are some of these, and I don't know them personally, whatever, but there's some men's men that do a lot of preaching through their social media. They are going to his office, I believe, this Saturday to confront
him. You're ahead of me, man. You're ahead of me. Hang on here a second. Okay, here it is. Just down there. You just want to call right in the middle of the page, Jared. It says, call Speaker Mike Terzai. I'm going to leave that up there. Grab your pen real quick and call them. Call both of these people and demand a public reprimand for this guy who violated this woman. He violated her. Now, folks out there who can't, who are listening and not watching, here's the number. 412-369-2230. That's the Speaker of the House. 412-369-2230. I hope everybody on this show does this. And then the minority leader, just call and leave a message. The minority leader is 724-274-4770. I'm going to give it again. 724-274-4770. Or you can play this video back and there will be the numbers. Call those guys and demand. Now, hang on. Folks, here's the kind of stuff that encourages me. You guys ever heard of Matt Walsh? I love listening to Matt Walsh. Matt Walsh is a conservative commentator, tremendous conservative commentator, does YouTube videos. But folks, I was blown away when I opened up my email today. And what did I see? Jared, go down there, click on right underneath. It says Matt Walsh Rally. Matt Walsh is calling. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Somebody else is calling for people to come out of hiding. Matt Walsh is calling for people to come out of hiding and go confront this guy. Hey, if you're in Pennsylvania, Matt Walsh is gone. Go ahead and play this, Jared. Go ahead.
This guy, Brian Sims, who is a Democratic state representative in Pennsylvania. He is far, far left, identifies himself as in his Twitter bio as an LGBTQ activist and also a RuPaul's Drag Race fanatic, as well as a Little Mermaid enthusiast, which is totally normal for a grown man, right, to be a Little Mermaid enthusiast. Well, Brian, normal Brian, hates pro-lifers. I mean, he really, really hates them. And he enjoys, therefore, hanging out outside of his local Planned Parenthood there in Philadelphia and harassing peaceful pro-lifers, especially old ladies and children, who are, by the way, his constituents. These are the people that he's supposed to be representing, but instead of representing them, he bullies them. You know, not exactly the same thing. So just to refresh your memory, here's the clip I played yesterday on the show. This is him harassing and bullying an elderly woman. And keep in mind,
since we've already seen that part of it.
He's not a coward who just focuses on the elderly. No, he's a coward who likes to target children also. So watch this.
What we've got here
is
a bunch of protesters, a bunch of pseudo-Christian protesters who've been out here shaming young girls for being here.
Hi.
And so here's the deal. I've got $100 to anybody who will identify any of these three.
So we're
going to donate to Planned Parenthood. Donate to Planned Parenthood. So look, a bunch of white people standing out in front of a Planned Parenthood shaming people. There's nothing Christian about what you're doing. Nothing Christian at all about what you're doing.
There, he's not only harassing and bullying those kids, but he's also trying to dox them. He's trying to basically put a bounty out to get their addresses. Now, why does this man want these kids' addresses? I don't know. I mean, we can only speculate. Along with being bullying and despicable, it's a very strange thing. Here's the thing, though. I talked about this on the show yesterday, and I was heated. I was angry. I still am. When I see peaceful pro-lifers treated that way, it just pisses me off, frankly. And when the peaceful pro-lifers happen to be kids or elderly women who are being targeted, well, that's going to really send me through the roof. But I don't want to be just angry and complain. Nothing wrong with complaining. I do it all the time. It's one of my favorite pastimes. It's what I do for a living. But I want to do more than that. I don't want to just complain. So yesterday, I had the thought. I put it out there on Twitter. I said, let's get a huge rally together. And actually show up physically to this place, this Planned Parenthood in Philly, and to this place where, you know, where these people are being harassed, and show some solidarity with those who are being bullied. And also, most importantly, to stand for the babies. And also to show Brian Sims that we aren't going to sit back and let you treat elderly women and kids that way. Let's give Brian a chance to man up and try pulling those stunts when there's a whole bunch of us out there, including other grown men. That was a suggestion that I made on Twitter, and within hours, it came together. It came into fruition. Now it's really going to happen. I spoke with Lila Rose over at Live Action. I talked to Abby Johnson. I heard from a bunch of other pro-life groups. Heard from other conservatives in the movement, like Graham Allen. He's going to be there. So it's happening. 11 a.m. on Friday. At the Planned Parenthood in Philadelphia, where these pro-lifers have been harassed. That's 1144 Locust Street, 1144 Locust Street in Philadelphia. I'm going to be there. You know, so let's do it. It's I'm hoping for a big crowd. I'm expecting one. This thing has blown up just in the last few hours. Like I said, it was late last night that I had this thought, put it out there.
Who'd have thought of it? You mean come out of our churches? Are you kidding me? Well, welcome, Matt. God bless you, Matt. Welcome. Welcome. Let's do some violence. Let's go out there and violate people like we just saw done, right? Somebody come in here and rescue me. I'm feeling.
You know, Philadelphia is the place where those kids are being taught to brag about wanting to go kill people for Allah and take their heads off and stuff.
Yeah. But,
let's not think that Philadelphia is any worse than the rest of the country. Because that mindset, that whatever it is trying to take over our country, is everywhere.
Larry, it's a demonic spirit. It's a demonic, whether it manifests itself, boy, Michael Heiser's book, I was telling you, whether it manifests itself as a Islamic demon, a pro-abortion demon, it is, they all have the same father. And unfortunately, we are called to earnestly contend for the faith. Now, can somebody explain to me or help me out here? I'm a slow learner, maybe. Where would you have to go in order to contend? Where would that take place? Would that take place in your church? Would you contend for the faith in your church? Would you contend for the faith in your prayer closet? Hey, Jared, Webster's, contend. Let's look up contend. What would that be, I wonder? To contend. Interesting. Contend is to strive or to strive against. Strive against. To struggle in opposition. To strive. To use earnest efforts to obtain or to defend and preserve. To dispute earnestly. To strive in debate, to reprove sharply, to chide, to strive to convince, to strive in opposition, to quarrel, to dispute fiercely, to wrangle, to the parties contend about trifles. So folks, you can't contend if you don't go where the contention is. This is Chappaqua. This is everything rolled into one. We have never contended. In fact, Dale, when our side contends, Rob Pugh, when our side contends, our side criticizes us for contending. We have to contend.
How much flack did Rusty Thomas catch? Not from the Proa boards and the rest of those arrested up there in Louisville, but the videos immediately made by the AHAers and everything condemning what Rusty did.
It's amazing. I'm telling you, it's amazing. It is amazing. Well, folks, here's what's going. Here's what I'm telling you. We are at a, what do they call that? We're at a tipping point in America. We are at a paradigm shift. I think slowly, and one of the reasons that Matt and Mark and the Patriots for Justice are going to go to Hillary Clinton's house is to show that we must come out of the streets and contend for the faith. We must come out and force our will upon others. Anybody with me on this? Anybody see where I'm trying to go? Listen, don't show this to your pastor. He might wet his pants. But does anybody sitting in the pew understand it?
Amen, Coach. If you're going to go after the monster, chop off his head. That's what David did. He chopped off Goliath's head with Goliath's own sword, using Saul Alinsky's attacks in the same manner.
So you mean, Dale, that David just didn't go in his prayer corner and pray that Goliath's head would fall off?
Yeah, but once again, you know how you said he used those Saul Alinsky attacks. Listen to what David used. David used Goliath's own sword to chop off it.
Amen. Well, hey, Jared, real quick, what was that Alinsky thing again? Can you pull that up there real quick? Jared's Johnny on the spot, isn't he? Huh? What do they do? What did this bully just do?
Well, number I know what 13.
He did. Huh? Number 13, he picked the target, that old lady. He froze it. He personalized it, called her names, tried to cut off all the support network and isolate the target from sympathy and go after people, not institutions. Go. Did you see that he just did that? Do you see that he just did that? Now, folks, it works, doesn't it? Are we not allowed to use it because it works? Is that wrong? Are we only allowed to use techniques that don't work? Come in here, Roger. What do you think? You're awful quiet today.
I don't know about Roger, but I'll make a statement.
I'm just listening. I'm listening, taking it all in and understanding, I think, what you said earlier. It's either fight now or the tables are going to get so turned around, it's going to be hard, Roger, to pull them back.
We saw Austin Beigel get punched in the face by a girl. We shouldn't laugh about it. Punched in the face by a girl, and the police are going to write her a citation. You know what they'd have done to me? Do you have any idea what they'd have done to Austin Beigel had he hit her? Mark Trump, what's the name of that march? Equal Justice March. Equal Justice March. Were you guys able to pull that up on there yet? We're going to have an Equal Justice March. It's not going to be an organized thing. We're just going to say, hey, anybody sick and tired of what's going on here? Meet us at Chappaqua. Meet us at 15 Old House Lane in Chappaqua, New York. So, oh, Coach, well, the FBI will be there and the Secret Service. Yeah, they will be. Why? Because they're going to try to force you to not do it. Don't you see? Can't you see the contention happening in the natural realm as a result of what's going on in the spiritual realm? Can you see right now that the Bible says we're encompassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses? Can you see those guys? I bet they're selling tickets. I bet those guys in that up there, sir, I bet they're selling tickets to watch. I bet they're scalping them. I got a front row seat. I want to watch our boys fight down there on earth. I want to watch that. You think I'm crazy? I think that's what's going on. Take that, right wing watch. I think the Lord's encouraged when his people stand up and contend for the faith. I think the Lord is sick that his precepts and his statutes have been violated and nobody stood up and fought back against it. I think he's glad that his boys are finally arising and doing something. That's what I think. And I'm going to be on the front row. I'm going to be there. I ain't going to miss the opportunity to do it. I'm going to stand up for Jesus, you soldiers of the cross. Let's lift high his royal banner, must not suffer loss. Through victory under victory, his army shall he lead, till every foe is vanquished, and Christ is Lord. Indeed. Help me wrap it up. We got 5 minutes left here.
It's a Popeye's moment, Coach. He stood all he can stand, and he could stand no more.
Can't stand Brother no Mandine,
we ingest the word of God, and then we go after the bully.
That's right. I understand why people don't like this show. It scares them. It scares them.
Coach, God is right now. This is what we're going to see in our nation, in this culture. He is going to force the church to either be salt and light, or they're going to go the wrong way. That's we right. are in the middle of the great divide. It's on us. It's here, Coach. And if they don't hear this message and stand up, they're going to be on the wrong side. It's we're Amen. Here. It's Amen. Here.
Hey, we're it, baby. We're it. We're the 18. We're the 18.
It's the scripture. Hey, Coach, it's the scripture being fulfilled of the tares and the wheat growing up together. And the Lord said, just wait, for in the great day of harvest, I will come and send my angels, and they will then remove the tares. What Randy just said, there's a great divide, not coming amongst the liberal left or the right. It's coming amongst exactly that. Those in the church are either going to have to make a stand or they're going to have to get out and do something. And those tares that are left behind, the Lord will remove them. And guess what? You like that rapture thing? From what I read in that thing, those that are removed first get burned in the fire.
Amen. Amen. So listen, I'm going to say this. I'm not feeling sorry for myself. Please don't take this the wrong way. I'm going everywhere. I'm going everywhere. And I can't get some of you to go anywhere. Some of you won't go anywhere. You won't go anywhere. You say, oh, Coach, we'll cheer for you. We'll pray for you, Coach. Well, some of you can't go, but some of you can. But see, you don't understand that we're at war, and you don't want to be inconvenienced. You want somebody else to go fight the war for you. Say, you know, Coach, I'd love to come up to Chappaqua, but, you know, that's more Memorial Day weekend. And man, we always have great big family parties on. I just can't. I get to see my aunt, my uncle then. I may never get to see them again. I'd love to be there, Coach, but I can't. You know, Coach, I'd love to come, but I live clear out here in Missouri, Coach. And, you know, that's a long ride over there. And, I'll just pray that some other people are going to come. But, Coach, I'd sure love to be with you. I'd stand behind you, Coach. I sure support you, Coach. I sure support you. Sick of it. Sick of it. Not sick of you. Sick of it. Because why? We don't understand the intensity of the battle and the time in which we live. I'm prophetically telling you that 6 months from now, a year from now, or how about this? After Donald Trump is reelected, all hell is going to break loose.
Amen, Coach.
We just start fighting once all hell breaks loose, boys. We are way behind that. Jesus said, you sit on your front porch and you see the storm clouds building. You know it's going to be a stormy day. You hypocrites. Why is it you can't discern the signs of the time? Can't you guys see now's the time to prepare? And now's the time to fill up our oil lamps. Now's the time to stand up and be counted. Right now. Right now. Now. Push back. Now. Exert force. Now. Show up and be counted. Now. We don't do it now, man.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
What did you start to say years ago? It's halftime. You got to come busting out of that locker room. It's time to go. Kick some butt.
Amen. Mike Spaulding said he's going to go to New York, charge these demons with a full force of bold-hearted men of God. Amen, Mike. You can ride with me. We'll ride together. Hey, listen, I got a million things to do as well. You won't believe this. We have a family get together on Memorial Day. I have a boat on the lake. Doggone. Maybe Vinny can find it. He lives right up there. Maybe Bobby can do it. Bobby, can you go over there for us? I'd really love to come, Bobby. I know the country's going to hell, but we got a cookout. We got a cookout here, Bobby. I can't make it.
Yeah, I can spend a little time. There's a church that I'll stop by and I'll do a little bit of praying outside on the steps.
All right, thanks. I'll fast hot dogs, Bobby. I won't eat a hot dog while you're there fighting for me. I won't eat a hot dog.
Too aggressive. I got to be in the ring. I got to be in the arena. Listen, I'll stand with you. If it's just you and me and Mark Trump and a few other men and the strong Christian women, it's the few. It's the few with the heart of the warrior that will step in and do what needs to be done.
Amen.
Coach, can you find someone else? I think they're available.
I got to. I'm finding someone else's, Mark. Praise the Lord. We're finding someone. Hey, folks, so listen, this is going to go. Mark Trump's going to and Matt are going to be on the Hagman Report. It's going viral. It's going viral tonight. You guys are the first ones to know it, although I noticed Right Wing Watch knows that they posted it yesterday. They're starting to quake. We're not supposed to do this. We're not supposed to do this, you know. I said to Michelle, when's the FBI going to come try to scare me back in my closet? I'm sure they're going to show up and try to scare me back again. That's how they do it, by force. Folks, mark it down, 26th of May. We'll see you in Chappaqua, New York. God bless you. Hey, the website. What's the website? MarchForJustice.com. Equal Justice March. I'm sorry. EqualJusticeMarch.com. Share it. Share it. Share it. EqualJusticeMarch.com. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.